obviously the staff cuts, I haven't got that figure right in front of me, but you can appreciate when you lose hundreds of staff, it's a very considerable saving that was, I suppose, harvested by the previous government. When we were in opposition, we realised that this was occurring. You'd have to be a fool not to. But it's only since I've become the minister that I've understood the full dimensions of those cuts, with shutdown of facilities and withdrawal of personnel. We said in opposition that we were very concerned about the capabilities of Biosecurity Queensland.
The LNP did make cuts to biosecurity, but that overall idea of cutting biosecurity has been going on nationwide and in Queensland for a number of years, even under Labor, under Anna Bligh. Has it taken this outbreak of Panama disease for Labor to finally understand the significance of biosecurity spending?
Well, I can't speak for previous Labor administrations. I can only speak from my perspective after having become the Agriculture Minister. What I have asked is, and I have been briefed on, is what our actual capacity to respond to a variety of threats is, and I have not been satisfied that we are well enough prepared. Therefore, I want to see that arm's length review undertaken to provide, if you like, independent advice, fully informed by industry about what the needs really are.
You must have some ideas by now, though, rather than just saying everything needs to be reviewed. You must have some ideas about what can be done, and you've hinted that there is a problem in the north in responding to these outbreaks, and there used to be biosecurity research facilities in Townsville in North Queensland that was closed under the LNP. Is that something you'd be prepared to reinstate?
Well, look, you would appreciate I have formed a... but it's not sufficient for me to go and prejudice a broader review by stating what my views are at this point.
But can you say that it would be easier to respond to Panama disease in the north if there was a research station there?
Well, I can tell you this much. I'm well aware of the problems and turnaround times on samples. For example, our surveying that's going on and further tracing forward and back, if you like, that's going on, requires samples to be secured and managed.
Now, is that inconvenient if it's being done out of Brisbane, though?
Well, I think that's a reasonable question to ask, and that's one of the things I want answered out of this review.
But in your opinion, at this stage...
Well, in my opinion, I think it's less than desirable to have major distances involved if there's the capacity to get those samples tested more locally and more immediately. Now, I don't want to prejudice the outcome of the review, but it is obvious that those sorts of questions need to be answered. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this.
The Department of Agriculture really only has three roles. That's research and development, which for the most part is done these days by universities and private companies and pretty much paid for by levy growers. Then there's disaster recovery. That now comes under a different department, and biosecurity. So other than biosecurity, what does the Department of Agriculture actually need to spend money on?
Well, listen, mate, I think your commentary about the research and development undertaken by the department is not accurate. We have quite a number of very experienced and senior scientists that are undertaking and leading an enormous amount of research in the agricultural sector.
Do you think there should be a preference for biosecurity spending on research and development or on biosecurity?
Well, first things first, mate. I think they're complementary, but if I had to make a choice, you want the biosecurity measures in place prior to going into research and development. But I do know this, if you lose the case study of Tropical Race 4, you're going to see that the first question I ask as a minister is, what are the transitional possibilities should the industry suffer severe reductions as a result of this infection? And those sorts of questions are the sorts of questions that any minister would ask. So I have, very much focused on those issues about how much research and development. And in the case of bananas, what are the potential investments we can make in improved products for growers to transition to should they need to?
Biosecurity Queensland's funding in the 2012-2013 period was about $27 million. Animal biosecurity got $19 million of that. Horticulture only got $8 million, which upset a lot of grower groups. Should horticulture and livestock receive equal biosecurity funding in the future?
Well, I think that's probably a subject for debate, depending on where your interests lie. You focus your effort where your greatest risk is for biosecurity. You'd accept that as a notion, I assume. And given that the threats that are presented at the moment, or were probably in 12-13, I'm sure governments of the day made decisions based on where they thought the threat was.
Do you think if there had been more funding on plant health security in the past, we wouldn't see issues like Panama disease?
Look, I don't know. Right at the moment, I really don't know the answer to that. I'd like to know. But right now, what we're doing is an operation for that to contain and trace and surveil and work out what the full dimensions of the problem are. And I think there are going to be some lessons learned out of this one.
What's the cost of this response to Panama disease been so far?
You'd imagine. There is an additional cost because there is over 60 people and there are also people from interstate coming to support. Right now, it's being absorbed. The majority of it's being absorbed within existing contingency funding. I've made it clear, though, that we want a comprehensive response, and I'll worry about dollars and cents after I...
Is it into the millions, though?
Well, I would think that the potential for that is certainly there.
So it hasn't reached a million yet, but could?
I'm not going to talk about how much it costs to contain the fire, mate. We'll deal with those issues downstream. At the moment, they're being absorbed in the main inside our existing budgetary allocations and contingencies, and I'm comfortable with that. And I'm certainly not going to distract my senior officers by counting beans at this point in time.
Who will actually chair this review, and is there any idea yet on when we'll have an outcome by?
Right now, the terms of reference is being framed. We have a selection of people that we'd like to potentially approach to lead this. But I can tell you this much, it's not going to be someone from within the department. It's certainly not going to be someone within the political sphere or necessarily someone intimately connected to industry. We want this to be arm's length, independent and thorough. The terms of reference will be put out very shortly and the industries of all persuasions will be invited to engage to the maximum degree possible.